just one thing, forgetting what lies behind, but straining forward to what lies ahead, the upward calling in Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I suppose you have heard the news. If you haven't, we have a new Pope, Pope Francis. We don't know a whole lot about Pope Francis. A little bit I know, I'm sure you know too from the news. He's from Argentina, was an Italian immigrant family, so he has some connection to Italy. He was a Jesuit, that's a religious order formerly called the Society of Jesus. They're a large religious order, mainly in education. That's their vocation. We know he's 76, and that he is very humble. He comes to us very humbly. It has been reported, we don't know if this is true, but in 2005, he was one of the leading candidates for Pope. And during that conclave, it is reported that he deferred, that he said he would reject being Pope at that time. So that's one of the stories. We don't know if it's true or not. But if it is true, it does show a great deal of humility. Cardinal Ratzinger was selected, and he led the church for the last 8 years, just about. But now they have chosen him again. And so Cardinal Bergoglio is now Pope Francis. A couple of things. First Pope from the New World, from the Americas, South America. First Jesuit Pope. There has never been a Jesuit Pope before. And the first one named Francis. This is unusual. He reported this morning to the press corps why he chose Francis. As the cardinals were coming up, giving him their obeisance to him, a Brazilian cardinal reminded him to take care of the poor. And so the name Francis stuck in his mind. St. Francis was a lover of poverty, a lover of the poor. And so he has chosen that as his name. So we want to welcome our new Holy Father, Pope Francis, as our Bishop of Rome and as our Pope. And as soon as we get a new picture of him, I'll display his picture in the back of the church. I took down Pope Benedict's picture because we do have a new Pope. Regarding the Gospel, regarding the final weeks of Lent, just two more weeks. This week and then next week is Holy Week. This is the time to reflect on what Jesus has done for us. This is what St. Paul was getting at in the second reading. Forgetting what lies behind and striving for what's the future. That is what lies in Christ Jesus our Lord. That He has come to take on sin. We see that in the Gospel today, huh? How the elders were trying to trap Him, test Him. What was the test? What was the trap? Well, if he would have said, condemn her to stoning to death, they would have reported him to the Roman authorities, because the Roman authorities only had the power to condemn somebody to death. So they tried to trap Jesus by bringing in this woman, which says was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, under the law of Moses, if somebody is caught in the very act of committing adultery, both the man and the woman are to be brought forward to be stoned to death. Well, we don't have the man here, do we? We just picked on her. But then Jesus does something. He bends down and writes in the ground. This is the only time we've ever had Jesus writing something. And unfortunately, we don't know what he wrote. But it must have been something impressive enough that the elders dropped their stones and started walking away one by one. Okay, we don't know what he wrote. Maybe it was something from the Old Testament in which Israel, the people Israel, were accused by God of being adulterous people. They were unfaithful in their love for God. This was used over and over again by the prophets of the Old Testament. So maybe Jesus, and this is all speculation, maybe Jesus was showing that Israel had been an adulteress in their relationship with the Lord God, and that God still loved them, God still reached out to them. So they left one by one. No one could condemn her. But yet Jesus says to her, go and sin no more. Jesus is not condoning sin, huh? He is calling her to holiness. He is calling all of us to holiness. For we are caught in the very act of sinning, so to speak. All of us who are born with original sin, we were alienated from God. But Jesus comes to us to take on our sin, to wash away original sin in His blood on the cross, and to offer us something new, offer us new life, a new chance to go and sin no more. And so in these final weeks of Lent, we will prepare for Easter by making a good sacramental confession, looking at our lives, looking at areas of sin, areas that we need to repent. The church in our area will be offering communal penance services beginning Tuesday evening here at 7 p.m., Thursday at St. Paul's, Friday at St. Isaac Job's. So there are these two opportunities for people right in our immediate area, Tuesday and Friday, to make a good sacramental confession, to prepare well for Easter, prepare well to know the power of the resurrection. So as we continue with this Mass, we first pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, but pray for yourselves, huh? Pray for ourselves, that we may know the power of God, the power of the resurrection, but also the power to overcome sin in Jesus Christ.